Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it seems so obvious when we talk about what's gone wrong with the offense all year, and we've said, hey, you know, your key guys have to contribute. And last night, right out of the gate, what happens? Bobby Wood Jr., Salvador Perez stepping up. They get three runs on the board right there in the first inning. And it seemed like you were able to kind of just cruise through the rest of the game. Seth Lugo was awesome. How many times last year we see baseball games when this team was able to get to the postseason where Seth Lugo pitches great? Bobby Wood Jr. was an MVP runner-up last year. Salvador Perez was having one of his best years of his career. And it was just one game. I'm not acting like everything is fixed after one night. Let's see what this road trip does. It obviously gives you some hope based on yesterday. But when your best players, when the guys that you headed into the season with that you knew you would have to rely on step up in a game, you're going to win most of those games. And that's what we saw last night. That was the combination that they're going to have, unless you think they're going to trade for multiple pieces at some point. They have to have Salvador Perez and Bobby Wood Jr. in particular playing at that kind of level. And in particular, Salvador Perez, because, you know, Bobby Wood Jr., I think we both were convinced is going to get on a run, and maybe it starts last night. Salvador Perez, there's been some signs that maybe you're worrying that, hey, Father Time has caught up. Yesterday, though, he ends up with a multi-home run game. And we heard this morning when Q was on with Fesco and Dusty that Salvador Perez was the player that called that players only meeting. And Salvador Perez was the guy that kind of got this team together last Saturday.
Yeah, and you would expect that. But Bobby Witt, though, I guarantee you he was one of the speakers too, Bobby, because that's basically what they
alluded to. Yeah, multiple guys spoke. Yeah,
I guarantee you. But that was fast. That's kind of the game you expect after the players-only meeting, you know, like Sunday. But you got it yesterday and the day off. That was the most impressive win of the year to me for the Royals. It was that quick. Bobby Witt Jr., double, shows that speed, gets on second, because that's what he's known for. Then, boom, there's the run. And not only that, it's against Leiter, who doesn't give up home runs. He's given up six all year in 61 and a third inning. Six! The Royals touched him for three, and Vinny actually had the longest hit ball at 413 feet. But it didn't go out. They almost got four home runs off of Leiter that's only given up six all season at that point. They were on a mission last night, and that was good to see. Now, will it translate to more? Who knows? But they played, your stars played like you want them to play, and look what happens. When they took it to heart, because, again, you have to perform. It's just kind of what we're talking about, JJ. You know, it's one thing you can speak and all that, but you got to perform for them to kind of buy into everything you're saying. And that's exactly what they did. But, yeah, it makes me look at this road trip much differently. Now, I told you, man, get that first win. I mean, if they would have lost that one, you know, there are four games that they were four games under 500.
They went to five under.
Now three. Go back to five. You know, got tough teams on the road still with San Diego. You come back, you get the Dodgers here. So you're thinking, all right, what are they going to do on the road trip? Can they split? Can they go 500? I'm at the point now, 4-2. I mean, that would be realistic.
They would have to win tonight for me to think they truly. They would have to win tonight for me to truly think they can go on a 4-2 type of road trip. Like it is still one game. Promising sign, especially if Bobby and Salvi can get hot here for a couple of weeks. That changes everything. It doesn't even have to be the home run ball. That was just a welcome sign because we know this team just hadn't shown much power in 2025. And, you know, it makes things a heck of a lot easier when you can put the ball over the fence, obviously. And so, yeah, it just. take a deep breath. Can they get some confidence going? Can Salvi get hot? And all of a sudden you're in position where then the other guys come along with you, right? You know, we can talk about Jack Caglione at some point. When will he get going? If your star players get going, that takes pressure off of him too. You know, it takes pressure 100%. Off of everybody else. That was the whole thing with this team throughout the entire season. It was never going to be about Hunter Renfrow and Kyle Isbell carrying the offense. It was always going to be, if this team was going to have a good year, it was going to be about Badua Jr. replicating to some extent what he did a year ago as an MVP candidate, runner-up. Salvador Perez being the captain. Vinny Pasquantino driving in 100-plus runs. It was going to be Jonathan India getting on base. None of that has changed. That is still the formula for this team. And then you hope if they get going, then Cags at some point does, and all of a sudden, then you're rolling. That's the dream scenario. It's one game. I'm not saying everything is fixed, but last night was just a welcome sign. We hadn't seen that in a long time, man.
Yeah, it's not fixed, but didn't you feel like that was their best performance of the year? I mean, just situation.
It seemed like the easiest, relaxing game to watch in months.
Yeah, you weren't sweating it out at the end and everything. You get on the board, get those quick three runs really quickly, and that felt good. I mean, yeah, does it mean it's going to happen tonight? Doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow, whatever. But for one night, you know, maybe it did sink into them. They get the urgency. Maybe this can, you know, get Bobby Witt Jr. going, turn Salvador Perez, get him going. The one down thing was Cags. Like, had Cags gotten a hit or two or an extra base hit or something like that.
You can tell he's clearly frustrated.
That would have really, really made it.
Yeah, you can tell he's very frustrated right now. Got to get going at some point in time. But I truly think if your captain and your MVP candidate and Bobby Wood Jr. from a year ago, if they get going, to me, that just takes some of the pressure off of Jack Caglione and the expectation on what you're needing from him. And hopefully he doesn't feel, you know, that burden as much as well. So Royals get it done last night. We'll talk more about them throughout the show today. Chris Bubich gets the nod tonight, so you feel like that gives you always a chance to win. But we'll see what they can do against the Rangers as the Royals try to guarantee
not
a series win.
But he's pitching like an ace.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.